Previously on Lost.
Each one of us was brought here for a reason.
And who brought us here, John?
The island. It's destiny.
You and your partner will observe a psychological experiment in progress. Your duty is to observe team members in another station on the island. These team members are not aware that they are under surveillance or that they are the subjects of an experiment.
Every single second of my pathetic little life is as useless as that button! As long as we push it, we'll never be free!
You're so sure it's not real? And just stop pushing the button?
Well, I have, except...
Unfortunately, someone else decided to start. Tomorrow, we're gonna find out what happens if that button doesn't get pushed.
Who is he, Boltzmann?
The man out there pounding on the door.
His name is Mr. Echo.
Why does Mr. Echo carry around a stick covered in scripture?
Because he's a priest.
We need to push the button.
No, we don't.
It's all bloody real. Now push the damn button.
You killed us all?
No, I just saved us all.
For a whole day after a massive hatch detonation, you don't call, you don't write. Sorry, am I interrupting something? What, you can't speak, John? You mute? I'm sorry about that. So where are Echo and Desmond? Are they off seeing mutant building structures as well? I know, you can't speak. You need to speak. To me. What do you want to... Sand. You need to speak to the sand. Trees. Yeah, I've heard they're wonderful conversationalists. Hey. I don't understand. Who do you need to speak to? Church, sky, island. You need to speak to the island.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Since when do you need my help? I need you to stand guard. Oh, yeah, so you can talk to the island. How dangerous. Well, amusing as the mute game invariably is, you are aware, John, that I detest you, aren't you? You do remember repeatedly punching me in the face and accusing me of using heroin when I was not. The sobbing hell is a sweat lodge.
From. Mom's dead, Dad's in trouble.
Hey, look at that. The rain is passing. When you rob a bank, afraid so.
Can I see your license and registration, please?
Was I speeding, officer?
Tail light's out. Can you both please step out of the vehicle? What do you got back here?
Guns and groceries. Now, the transaction logs and the paperwork for all of them's in the red notebook right there in that duffel. So are we free to go?
I can still take you in for picking up a hitchhiker.
But that's my uncle. He called me, picked me up.
Get out of here.
So what is with all the guns? Uncle?
Oh, I like the indoor fireplace.
It's very snazzy.
What's that? You're not taking drugs, are you, John? I only ask because of the strict zero-tolerance policy you've enacted. And I wouldn't want you to have to start punching yourself in the face. Yeah, I know, I get it. You're going to go in your little magic hut, and I'm going to stand out here in case you devolve into a monkey. Don't come in. Okay. Okay, I get it.
Hi, John. It's good to see you again. What's that, John? Oh. You're sorry. That's okay. But I was the sacrifice the island demanded. Don't worry. You'll speak when you have something worth saying. I'm here to help you find your way again. So you can bring the family back together. Come on. I want to show you something. John. You're going to need that.
This airport's in serious danger. You are the only one who can save them. Not them, they'll be fine. For a while. I think Saeed's got it.
Next, please.
He's helping himself.
Watch the stars.
First, you have to clean up your own mess.
First, you have to clean up your own mess.
Clean up your own mess.
First, you have to clean up your own mess.
Clean up your own mess. John, they've got him. You don't have much time.
John! What happened? Are you all right? Doing?
I'm going to save Mr. Echo's life.
Thank you. What's that, John? Blood?
I'm going to go on alone, Charlie. You go back to Claire.
Well, I'll take my chances.
You don't want to go with me, Charlie. Bad things happen to people who hang around with me.
What's that?
That, Eddie, is our sweat lodge.
A what?
Anybody who wants can go in there and light a fire and get it nice and hot, meditate.
Then what?
And then you're supposed to figure out what to do with your life, you know, what direction to take. Go on in there and figure out if you're a farmer or a hunter.
So which are you, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. Jan, this is Eddie. He's looking for some logging work, but I convinced him to come home and have supper with us first.
Nice to meet you, Eddie.
Nice to meet you.
Any friend of John's is a friend of ours.
Right. John's a very special guy.
Grab a spot.
So you like Geronimo Jackson, huh?
Yeah, they're all right. It's one of my dad's old shrimps.
Dad has excellent taste. Listen up, people. John brought a guest to supper. So, everyone, this is Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Eddie, this is everyone.
Nice to meet you.
John, you want to say some grace?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the food and the friends. And thanks for the rain today, so that Adam will stop grumbling about the droughts. And for me, thank you for helping me stop being so angry. And for helping me find a real family. Well, because they're a hell of a lot better than the one I used to have, so let's eat. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
Dude.
I kept Jack, Kate, and Sawyer. And he sent me back to tell everyone else that we can't ever go over there. Phone that dude we had in the hatch. Henry, he was there. He's like their leader. So, what do we do?
Do what they told you. Go back to the camp and tell the others.
Are you not going to do anything?
I am doing something. Go back to the beach, Hugo.
Wait, where are you guys going?
The island told Locke he has to save Echo.
Save him from what?
Well, apparently, a bear's got him. He's just made an active kill. You may want to hustle.
Bear? What bear?
Very clever. They're like the Einsteins of the bear community.
She does.
She's like half my age, man. You'd be better off with her.
No. Lizzie's too granola for me. What she really wants is a daddy, like everyone else here. She should take advantage of that.
That's not really funny, Eddie.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I'm sorry. How come you never talk about your dad, John?
Nothing worth talking about.
What's going on in that greenhouse over there? Maybe they need a hand with that fertilizer.
No, they're okay. They're okay. Come on, we got orchard duty.
What's the big secret, John?
Sorry?
The greenhouse. What do you guys got in there? What are you hiding? Because every time I go near it, you and just about everyone else acts all weird.
Look, you're a guest here. These things take time.
I've been here for 6 weeks.
Eddie, nothing's...
I'm not blind, man. Did you forget that you had a duffel bag full of guns when you brought me here?
Mike and Jan welcomed you here with open arms. They feed you. They give you a place to
stay.
And
Mike and Jan fold their hands every night before chow and talk about how we're family. But your family's got too many secrets. Now I see the fertilizer going into that greenhouse. I know what's going on. And I want it.
You know what?
Whatever you guys are trying to blow up. What's so funny?
No. I'll talk to Mike and Jan.
Echoes in there. Let's hurry up and do this. Maybe the bear's out and this is lunch.
You're not going in there, Charlie.
What?
I'm gonna do this alone.
You don't get to tell me what I can't do. If I want to go in there, I'll go in there.
Why?
What?
Why do you want to go in there?
I don't need a reason.
Then go back.
Go back. You don't have a good reason to go in there either.
I'm going in there because I'm supposed to go in there.
But if it all goes to plan, we probably won't even see the bear, will we?
And hopefully he won't smell us.
Hairspray. Now, I hate to be the one to point this out to you, but it's not for me.
fair? Is that you? Who's there?
Are you alone, brother?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. I'm not alone. Huge camp's right over there. Can you give me some clothes?
What happened to yours?
I woke up in the jungle like this.
So, like the hatch blew off your underwear.
Fine. You want to discuss this in great detail right now?
No, no, that's okay. I got something in here. How do you feel about tie-dye?
Hey, Kim. Hey, Mike and Jan in?
Yeah. They were looking for you.
Good, good. Good timing then, huh?
Going in.
You got all the cash?
In the bag.
Which bag?
The one with the money in it.
What about the bank records?
Leave them.
Shouldn't we sort out what they can trace?
There is no time, Mike.
What's going on?
What does it look like?
I don't.
You screwed up, John. You blew it big time.
What are you doing? Are you leaving?
Why?
That is why, you idiot!
John, your friend's a cop. You know how much jail time we get for this much weed?
Nice picture, huh? Got him fresh out of the academy.
No, he was hitchhiking. He told me he was going to Eureka.
Waiting for you, John. He has been here for 6 weeks gathering evidence because you brought him here.
Oh, Mike, that's impossible.
He played you for a sucker. Now it's over.
No. Wait. Stop! We don't know what he's told him. He hasn't even been in here yet. If he's still gathering evidence and trying to make a case, then it's not too late.
Not too late for what?
To protect us. To protect all of us. It's not too late to fix this.
I can fix this. How are you going to do that, John? Huh?
When you say turn the key, you mean like a key?
That was a field safe key. That seems kind of convenient.
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying, if you had this magic key the whole time, why didn't you, like, use it?
I didn't know what would happen.
So what did happen?
Well, the field safe key must have detonated the electromagnetic anomaly. Made the hatch implode.
But you didn't implode?
No.
You're not gonna, like, turn into the Hulk or something.
So is that what made the blender noise and the sky turn purple?
I'm afraid I missed that, brother.
Right, you were fail-saving. Well, FYI, the whole island vibrated. And Kate and Jack and Sawyer saw it, too, right before they had bags pulled over their heads.
Don't worry. Locke's gonna go after them. He said so in his speech.
What? What speech?
All he said was gonna save Echo and kill bears.
Right. Right, of course. I'm sorry. Just a bit shook up.
I burned that bear pretty good. I don't think he's going to be coming after us.
Now that we've survived this suicide mission, you want to tell me what you saw?
What I saw?
In the spirit tent.
I saw a moon.
Moon?
What did he have to say for himself?
He told me I had to clean up my own mess.
Well, dead as he may be, I agree with Boone. After all, you kept pressing that button like Echo told you
to.
He
wouldn't have had to save him in the first place, yeah. Charlie, that's what cleaning up your own mess means.
Spoken like someone who's had a few too many messes to clean.
No deer, huh?
Nope.
You talked to Mike and Jan yet?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, what'd they say?
They said that I should bring you by the greenhouse tonight after supper and that they would explain everything.
Cool. That's great. What'd you see something? John.
What are you doing?
Did you know it would be me?
What?
In the truck? Did you know it would be me driving? Did they choose me?
They? John, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't load that one. So how about you just answer the question, Eddie?
Yeah. They chose you, John.
Why?
Because you hadn't been here long, didn't have a criminal record, and the psych profile said you would be amenable for coercion.
Amenable for coercion?
Hey! Lower the gun, John. Okay? This isn't personal.
What's not personal? Stop, stop.
I'm sorry, John, but you're not going to shoot me. You're not a murderer. You're a good man. Or a farmer.
Nope. Not a farmer. I was a hunter. I'm a hunter.
I'm going to walk away now, John.
Hey, John, you hear something?
Yes,
sounds like a stream.
Yeah.
Let's put him down. Maybe we get some water in him.
I'll go.
You stay here. Sorry I ever doubted you. Sorry I gave up on my faith in the island.
I messed up. Now our people are captured, and if I'd just listened to you, if I'd just let you keep pushing the button, I could have gone with them, protected them. I could have saved him.
You can still protect them. You can still save them.
I don't even know where they are.
You will find them. After all, you are a hunter, John.
Say something?
He's awake, Echo. The others. And yes, they've taken Jack. And Kate and Sawyer.
How? What happened?
What about Sun and Jin and Saeed? Are they okay?
I don't know. I'm gonna find our friends. I don't know how yet, but I will. We're gonna find them, all of them. And then we're gonna bring them home. But first things first, we got to look after Mr. Echo. So, Paolo and Nikki, bring towels and water. Clara, got to clean him up, so bring all the first aid supplies you can find.
Not a bad speech.
Got hit with, you know. Deja vu.
Okay. Well, when that wears up, can you get bandages in the kitchen?